On May 31, 1889, the South Fork Dam in Cambria County failed, sending a flood wave through Johnstown that killed 2,209 people. It seemed like it had rained all month, but on May 30th, a particularly heavy storm hit Johnstown, filling the streets with a couple feet of water by noon the next day. Flooding was nothing new, though. The city was built on a floodplain, at the base of mountains denuded by industry, at the confluence of three rivers. So people moved to their upper floors to wait. Victor Heiser told author David McCullough his father sent him to the barn to let out the horses.
I still saw my father and my mother standing in the back window, sitting agonized, thinking that I was the one that was in trouble. And the next second, it seemed to me just a minute, maybe it wasn't a minute, it struck our house and just gone like that, and it was crushed.
A wall of water 37 feet high hit the downtown part of Johnstown. It was pushing ahead of it everything, trees, houses, 80-ton locomotives.
Richard Burkert, president and CEO of the Johnstown Area Heritage Association, sits in a corner of the Johnstown Flood Museum, surrounded by photos of the ruined city. Surreal images of houses skewered by trees and passenger trains draped over buildings.
The flood peels off the veneer of Victorian society and really reveals it in its true form. A lot of exploitation of people, of the environment, and a lot of just heedlessness.
Johnstown prospered from that trade of people and environment for industry. By the end of the Civil War, they were the country's largest producer of iron and a crucial port city along the Pennsylvania Main Line, a rail and canal system that moved goods from east to west. But the canal connecting Johnstown to Pittsburgh tended to run dry in the summer.
They decided to build this big reservoir up in the mountains above Johnstown to hold water for dry spells.
It took the Commonwealth 18 years to complete the project, just in time for the railroad to put the main line out of business in 1854. The reservoir was quickly abandoned.
The National Park Service welcomes you to Johnstown Flood National Memorial.
The reservoir's remains lie northeast of Johnstown, in the present-day community of St. Michael. It used to be a getaway for some of Pittsburgh's wealthiest businessmen, says Megan O'Malley, the site's chief of interpretation.
An entrepreneur from Pittsburgh saw this opportunity to develop this site and bought the dam and, with some people in Pittsburh, established the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club.
The club lowered the dam to create a sweeping road wide enough for two carriages. They stocked the reservoir, now Lake Conemaugh, with expensive fish and installed a screen across the dam's spillway to keep the fish from escaping.
The club really was up here for recreation and enjoyment. The maintenance of the dam was really not in the forefront of their minds.
Changes made by the club weakened the South Fork Dam's already questionable stability. It had failed once before in 1862. O'Malley says before the dam broke on May 31st, the spot where she's standing, at the bottom of a valley, was under 65 feet of water. First-hand accounts describe the dam as melting away as that water overflowed and raced down the mountain.
It was a massive amount of water. Estimates are about 30 million tons, actually. It's like Niagara Falls, spontaneously occurring.
It destroyed 30 homes in South Fork and left nothing standing in Mineral Point. East Conemaugh was leveled. When the water hit Woodvale's Gautier Wire Works, boilers exploded, and mountains of barbed wire were swept into the wave.
We really don't control floods. Mother Nature's in the driver's seat.
Werner Lowline is chief of the Water Management Section for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Pittsburgh District. Much of the United States infrastructure is aging out. Lowline says while the Corps could build ever bigger projects to protect against extreme events, it's up to lawmakers to find the balance between cost and perceived risk.
We provide the engineering solutions and you make the value choice, because ultimately decisions are value choices. They're not technical decisions.
For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.